west coast.
It has beautiful scenery, the harbour.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin at dapat lang pasalamatan natin ang Panginoong Diyos. Mga kaibigan, pinag-iingatan tayo sa buong linggo, hindi lang tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan, at sa aking kasama dito. Good morning, Brother Zach and Brother Angus.
Hola. Good morning. And
buenos dias, amigos.
Amigos.
Bueno.
Bueno.
Before we proceed, I ask Brother Angus to pray for our opening prayer.
Lord, we thank you for our wonderful program. Ask that you would be here in our presence to bring your word to touch each and every one that's a listener here. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mm. So do you have any friends who are celebrating their birthdays? Do you have?
Well, who do you have?
Yeah, my wife just celebrated her birthday.
Christine? Your wife?
Yeah.
So belated or advanced? Today?
Just passed.
Mm. Passed. So belated happy birthday, Madam Kristen. I forgot your surname.
Björklund.
So, Madam Kristen, happy listening, happy viewing. Your beloved husband once again is here together with us, me and Brother Angus. So, sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, happy birthday, yung nakalipas, belated happy birthday ni Madam Ma'am Christine. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sunod na mga araw, advance happy birthday. So, sa inyo tong lahat, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, pakinggan muna natin. Let us listen. Even you cannot understand the whole song, but there is a word, happy birthday, mahal. So, dito na naman ang ating palatuntunan, nakalimot. Ating ginintuang gabay sa ating palatuntunan sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dialect na Cebuano.
Happy birthday, mahal!
Yo sé cantar, porque burlawanong. So, mga kaibigan, pakinggan muna natin itong happy birthday, mahal, by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
connected to something.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Please, Brother Angus, remove that auxiliary cable.
Pop it out.
Yeah. Only that
no,
one.
No.
That one.
That
red one. Yes.
Just pull it.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Mga kaibigans. Oh, and please give me because...
We have to turn.
I need to off. Yeah.
It's reacting to a phone.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Brother Angus.
Thanks.
So, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magpatuloy tayo. So, let us proceed. So, what's the gospel song we have this morning?
Oh, this is a great old favorite.
How great
you are. Oh, how great thou art. Okay.
Yeah, a lovely...
The splendor of the King robed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice.
Let all the earth rejoice.
He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice,
and trembles at his voice.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And oh, say how great, how great is our God? And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The God is three in one, and Father, Spirit, and His Son, and the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great our God, won't you sing with me?
How great is our God?
Oh, say how great is our God? The name above all names,
and He's the name above all names.
He is worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God.
Can you?
Amen. Thank
can
you, Lord.
Can you read Genesis 1:4 for us?
Yeah. I would like to for additional gospel song, Jesus is knocking at the door.
Oh,
so
amen.
Let us listen this brother and sister out there who are viewing or who are watching this live video broadcast. So Jesus is knocking at the door, at the door of our hearts, brothers and sisters. So
amen.
Let us listen this.
Come in.
Okay, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin ang additional gospel song. So, Brother Zach, our theme, Golden Roll, do to others as you would have them to do you, and there are some supporting verses that you have prepared this morning.
So,
with the support of our veterans in preaching and teaching with the words of the Lord.
Yes. So, so Genesis, let's go back to Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 4. And this is what it said here. It said, and God saw that the light was good. Verse 3 was, let there be light. And there was light. And verse 4, and God said that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. Can we do that in Tagalog?
Genesis.
Genesis 1, 4.
My apps, my tabs still... So here. In Tagalog.
Please.
Yeah, so we're looking at God separates things, God divides things. And, you know, he says man and woman, you know. He says Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, you know.
Yeah.
And God does that with everything. It's light and darkness. It's truth and lies.
So Genesis chapter 1.
Verse 4.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 4. Genesis kabanatang isa sa talatang apat, mga kaibigan. Basahin ko. I forgot.
Did that go?
Excuse me. It's good. I read in my dialect. Cebuano.
Oh, good one.
Cebuano.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Og nakita sa Dios ang kahayag nga kini maayo ug gilain sa Dios ang kahayag gikan sa kangitngit. Amen.
Amen.
So in Tagalog, because we have a lot of Tagalog brethren
in
Christ, so no problem with the Cebuanos, because we Cebuanos, we can understand Tagalog, because in the television from Luzon, teleseries, so Cebuano can understand, but mostly of the Tagalog.
Just before Zach goes to the next, I'll just quote here, if I may, Zach, please. It says in the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 12, it just says here, remember now your
Creator.
And it's something that we should be esteeming one another, that he created us in his image.
Yeah.
And that's what Zach was saying, not Steve, not Adam and Steve, but Adam and Eve.
So our challenge is to look at what God says and do that. Sometimes we'd say, love what God loves and hate what he hates.
Amen.
And so that you make it very clear, your perspective. And I think people need to hear the truth more now. Often we've been tried to be very nice with other people. But I think there's a challenge that, you know, Psalm 97 verse 10 said, hate evil, you who love the Lord. So this whole area, Proverbs 24 and verse 27 said, but those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and good blessing will come upon them. So our challenge is to bring order, bring God's truth, and rebuke evil.
And amen.
That's part of, you know, the sense of, there is a sense of a golden rule that we follow what God says, not what anyone else says. Only God. What I've been looking at is four verses in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 10. And verse 7 said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. What's he saying?
You will reap what you sow.
Whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. Yeah. So, so be careful what you sow. You will always harvest what you sow. And if I sow mischief,
amen.
My challenge is to be to come to God and say, God, I'm really sorry for that, and I ask that you'd forgive me. And very often, when you do the right thing, God minimizes your harvest of mischief.
Right.
And there will be a harvest.
Okay.
But God will minimize it if you honor Him.
Right.
When you honor God, He honors you. And so there's a challenge to respond to Him. Verse 8 here, Galatians 6, verse 8. So basically it says, from the flesh, from the flesh, I reap corruption. I don't want to do that.
No.
I want to be different. It's rotten fruit, evil choices.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
But the truth is that what I want is from the Spirit, I reap eternal life. Now, that's of benefit.
Okay.
Not only to me, but to those who hear me also. And
so, what's the context then? So, in verse 1, the context is temptation.
Yeah.
Because the context, Roland, the context is that we don't fall into temptation as we pray, Zach.
Yeah.
We would pray this morning, Father, thy kingdom come.
Yeah.
Thy will.
Thy will.
And thy will is not to fall into temptation.
Yeah.
If I can say that, Zach, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, very much.
Yeah. That's the balance of the two, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's what you do to reap corruption or to fall into temptation, if I can say it that way.
And so lean on Him, for He helps you. He will always help you walk away from sin.
Amen.
And excuse me, I would like to interrupt. Let us review our main text, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
Yep.
Yes.
Brother Angus, please read it, and Matthew I will read it in Tagalog.
Matthew 7:12.
So that is our main text, because I would like to have a more or several... session of this theme.
Right.
Part two. So now part two.
Now, part three. Absolutely. With your permission, this
Matthew
is the...
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
Yeah. With your permission, Roland, this is from the Holy Bible.
Yes.
The Holy Bible. All right, verse 12. Are you ready for the Holy Bible?
Yeah.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do, you also do to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
So, golden rule.
Yeah.
Golden rule.
Yeah. And so it means that if you sow with good seeds, you get good fruit.
Amen.
And
good word,
which is outworks in great choices. Aye.
Yeah.
So, you know, many have removed God from their lives, valuing the secular. You know what secular means, eh?
Yes.
That just means without God. Now, it's not a good thing to be without God. Because it doesn't help you at all.
Right. We sang a song.
Yeah.
We sang a song.
Mm.
That greatness of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reflects the character of God.
Yeah.
That He's a God of light.
Mm.
He's robed in majesty.
Yeah, yeah.
And He calls the beginning. Mm. Sorry, He calls the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that means that we can actually find out God.
Yeah.
And what is, hey, Roland?
Yeah.
We can actually ask God, what is the end from the beginning?
Yeah.
Do you know, often people ask you, how do you know a good bargain? Roland.
Huh?
How do you know a good bargain? A good bargain has to go to the store first.
So we need to go first.
You have to go to the Bible first and look up the discounts. He's taken away sin.
Amen.
He's taken away shame. Sorry, Zach, I'm just...
Go for it.
And if you're Filipino, you have to look for a good discount.
Exactly.
Everywhere I go, most especially the recycling clothes.
Yes.
I asked, can I have discount? And even in the cash converter.
Yes.
Because if you will go in cash converter, every time I ask, can I have discount this unit or items?
Mm-hmm.
So they will give you discount
if
you will go there.
Yeah, yeah. unless it's just come into the shop.
I try. Yeah. Mm. Even in recycling roads, so I ask the discount.
So in this whole picture, we've got this light and the darkness.
Yes.
And you remember Genesis 1:4.
That's right.
God separated the light from the darkness.
Amen.
And in this process, God actually made a place where people who don't want to believe can live in the darkness.
That's
it's
right.
Where God isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Where the light is, God is.
Yeah.
And where the darkness is, God isn't.
Right.
Very simple, eh? But it's all true. And so,
amen.
Evil loves darkness.
Mm.
Evil loves the dark.
Yes.
Why? Because they hide there. Whereas in the light, everything is seen. And that's a wonderful thing. And you see the truth there too. The truth sets you free.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, verse 9. verse 9. So, this is...
Do we need to read that, Zach?
Yeah.
All right. And let us not grow weary.
Yes.
Roland.
Yes.
Don't grow weary.
Yes.
Right? While doing good.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I would like to interrupt. If the evil people, they don't get tired doing bad things or evil deeds, so how much more to us?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. There's no...
Amen.
There's no somebody Amen. Promised them, keep on doing the evil things because I'll give you reward in the last days.
Yeah.
But only good deeds.
Yeah.
So your reference to cash converters, that I pick up the word convert. See, I'm a convert. I convert to Christianity. I'm not sure about you, Ron. Did you convert to Christianity while you were at cash converters?
Brother Angus, I would like to... I have seen the post, the rich, the poor sellers,
yes,
and the rich,
yes,
can I have bargain? But in the restaurant, no asking bargain with the because they know the fix, but they give keep the change. So they are hypocrites. The poor. If I will be there at the front and they are selling something, I will not ask discount because they need money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah. So what we saw, we will reap.
Yeah.
So let us not get tired to doing good.
Yeah.
Because in the last days, God will reward everything we do to others.
Well, it depends on your heart, Roland. If you don't lose heart. Well, did you lose your heart before you came to the radio station? No, you brought your heart.
Yes. And part of this is the simple truth that us being generous with other people. And the Bible says generosity has its own reward.
Amen.
And
Amen.
God Amen. Wants Amen. Us Amen. To be generous.
Amen.
You remember at some weeks back, I said that there's four things that we want to do. One is to forgive others.
Yes.
The other one is to be forgiven. The third one is to be generous. And the fourth one is to be thankful.
Amen.
Now, these are simple truths, and they're like golden truths in life.
First one, is it?
Amen.
First one, why?
The first one was be quick to forgive.
Yeah. Second one?
The second one, be quick to say I'm sorry.
Amen.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to forgive,
it changes relationships.
Yes. And to say it. Yeah.
The third one is to be generous.
Amen. Amen.
And the fourth one is to be thankful.
Amen.
And somehow,
so complete.
They're a lovely summary of the golden
Amen.
Rule.
Amen.
You know,
yeah, that's right.
And so, So God is wanting us to walk into that place where we are fruitful.
Yeah,
that we make choices that bring the fruit of.
Amen.